From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The U.S. has said Wednesday that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed to continue to work for a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. Ryan Brooks reports on new U.S. sanctions against North Korean officials.
A precise approach to new North Korean sanctions as the U.S. took aim at two top officials behind the ballistic missile program on Tuesday. The U.S. Treasury said it's all part of a, quote, maximum pressure campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens. Also on Tuesday, Russia offered to wade into the fray to help mediate between Washington and Pyongyang. In response, the State Department said the U.S. can already talk to North Korea, quote, through a variety of channels, and that it's up to North Korea to change course.
Ryan Brooks reporting. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least two soldiers and wounded 15 others. Ayaz Gulf reports from Islamabad.
What happens usually in Afghanistan, which has been gripped by this fighting for so many years, that during the harsh winter weather, particularly in December and in January, the Taliban, they scale back their battlefield attacks and they rely more on suicide bombings and guerrilla-type attacks in harsh winter weather. And that's what we are seeing, that there have been repeated suicide bombings.
This is VOA News. Liberians will have to wait another day to get the results from Tuesday's voting. Reuters reports that the preliminary results expected Wednesday will not be made public now until Thursday. The race is between former footballer George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakye. They are bidding to succeed Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in a runoff vote, delayed for more than a month after Boakye and another candidate alleged widespread fraud in October's first round of polls. Both candidates promised to tackle poverty and corruption. A blast ripped through a supermarket in Russia's St. Petersburg on Wednesday evening, injuring at least 10 shoppers. Investigators said no one was killed. Alex Kloss heads St. Petersburg Investigative Committee. He says multiple investigative search procedures are underway and all possible versions of what has happened are being worked on. So far, no claims of responsibility. Last April, a suicide bombing in the St. Petersburg subway left 16 people dead and wounded more than 50. U.S. President Donald Trump paid a visit to firefighters in Florida on Wednesday while thanking first responders stationed at West Palm Beach Fire Rescue. Trump also talked about legislative accomplishments, including the recent Republican tax bill.
401k is doing well. The stocks are doing well. A lot of companies coming back into this country, and they're coming back into the country that we love, which is what we care about.
Speaking to the firefighters, Trump thanked them for their work, saying they do a fantastic job. The 71-year-old president spent the holidays at his private Mar-a-Lago estate and golfing at his club in Florida. Thousands of police officers are calling in sick every day in Puerto Rico, partly to press demands for unpaid overtime pay for hurricane recovery efforts as concerns grow over people's safety in the U.S. territory, struggling to restore power. Syria's government is allowing the evacuation of nearly 30 critically ill people from a besieged Damascus suburb, where hundreds requiring medical treatment have been preventing from reaching hospitals just minutes away. For more on this story, go to our website. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.